We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the only opportunity we have tonight with each other. We don't get these.
It's time for 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show.
Join us along with high school sports guru Sam Crenshaw
and former high school football head coach Chris Parker.
Listen in as we get you up to date on everything you need to know in the world of high school football in Georgia.
From score updates to live reports from the week's top matchups, we bring Friday Night Lights to life.
Hey, let's get this thing popping, man!
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain.
The 92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Sam and Chris.
And a good Friday evening. It is Black Friday. You've been at the mall shopping. Now it's time to go out and catch high school football. It is the quarterfinal round. And welcome into a special preview edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker with you. Nine floors up in our studios here in Midtown Atlanta. Got Dylan Matthews working behind the glass. Hey, we want to get you set for these games because it's a different week. It's that week that everybody works for. You know, it's Thanksgiving. And any coach or any player who's done it will tell you how special it is to be practicing to play football Thanksgiving week. Talk about things to be thankful for. You're thankful because you haven't put the gear away.
Yeah, they're thankful that they hadn't had that stack of practice pants, practice jerseys. They find all those knee pads that somebody stole all throughout the year. Oh, they hadn't had to do all that yet, Sam. They're getting to play tonight. How about that?
It is a different kind of week because, as I like to say, you start practicing before the season starts. You start in the mornings because classes haven't started yet. And if you play long enough, you get to practice in the mornings again. And that's what you get to do this week.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. And in honor of that, we're doing it different this week. So everybody's different this week. So the guys practice in the morning. Most teams probably did. And yesterday with Thanksgiving, everybody does it a little differently. But now, back to it. People have done their Black Friday shopping, had their Thanksgivings. Tonight, get to the local stadium, see who gets to play in the semifinals next week.
Absolutely. It is the best time because some of the best games are being played tonight. And you think you have some matchups that you say, well, why is that being played tonight? This should be a semifinal game or even a final game when you look at some of the matchups we have going on tonight. But it's a very special week, and the communities get excited. There's some long bus rides.
This is the first week, Sam, where region champs can play other region champs. And that's why it's really all about just the luck of the draw in the bracket of who you line up with. So you look at teams that are playing that might play in the state championship. That's why. They just happen to be on the same bracket. They could both be 10-0, 11-0, 12-0. Now they finally can play each other. The first two rounds they can't. Today they can.
They can do that, and that's what we're watching for in the games tonight. Some great games, some great contests. One game will start at 6 o'clock. I mean, most games will start at 7:30.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock start.
Getting that early. They got the Black Friday shopping out of the way. They're ready to get to some football.
They'll get some football. It will be Thompson. The Bulldogs are making the trip over by 20 from down near Augusta. They're going to be playing South Atlanta at Lakewood Stadium. Day-Day Lewis is going to go by there and give us some updates when that game gets started.
I'm excited about that one, Sam. We did a podcast where we picked all the games, made a lot of people mad. And, and
that's kind of what it does.
Yeah, it's okay. It was all in good fun. But I thought Thompson and South Atlanta was one of the hardest games to pick.
Okay.
Because I do think Thompson's one of the teams that can beat South Atlanta. But you know my thoughts on South Atlanta. I think they can play for a long time. But they're going to get tested tonight.
They are. I had a chance to go by and see them this week. I was just out riding around. And I was on the side of town. I said, you know what? me get off the exit and see if they're out there. And sure enough, Coach Woolridge and the crew
getting at it, man,
getting some things done. And so it's been nice also the support that the players and the teams get because the cafeterias are closed in the schools this week. So, I mean, usually that the players will get a meal when they come in to practice during the week. And so it was nice to hear about the support that they were getting from alumni of the school, especially over at Mays. I stopped by Mays this week as well. And they have a battle coming on. Speaking of battle. That's it. They're going up against Coach Battle.
They have a that's that Emmy worthy.
Is that what it is?
Word choice you use there.
That just kind of jumped. I didn't plan that.
Coach Battle was the coach at Mays for years. He leaves last year, goes to Dutchtown. Now Dutchtown playing Mays for a chance in the state semifinals.
Wow.
You want to get to the Final Four in the whole state? You got to look across and see your old team or your old coach.
Wow.
How about that?
That's something. Playoffs have a habit of doing stuff like that. You know, sometimes you see those matchups and you look at the brackets and say, you know, if this team can win and get to play this, then this could happen.
Well, I'll tell you two times that really stood out to me on that outside of the Mays and Dutchtown game, all in 5A. You got Mays and Dutchtown, Coach Battle, old school versus new school. You got Calhoun and Ware County. Calhoun drove two-way cross last year, beat an undefeated Ware County team, number one in the state, knocked them out this round last year. Going back, trying to do it again.
Oh.
Creekside and Warner Robins. Last year, Creekside, we talked about them all year. The great team. Warner Robins knocked them out in the semifinals. But now they get their chance to play them again. Can Ware County and Creekside get their revenge?
Mm-hmm.
Or those other teams know they can beat them.
Yep.
On the road.
Wow.
Can they beat them? So two really big games across the board, but some big, big games in 5A.
Also, we watch to see what Walton does tonight. I mean, after last week, that you know, you hope your team can maintain that. But when you do something like beating a team like Buford, you kind of get a sense that you crossed the finish line, and you haven't crossed the finish line.
Well, one of two things happens, you know, when you have a major upset, and that was a major upset. It either propels the confidence level to moving into a whole new stratosphere where you now compete for the state championship. You take Buford's place as a state championship contender, or you've arrived, there's a letdown, and you're not able to recreate that moment again.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that Walton's able to recreate it because I know who they are and the team they have, and they expect to be in that game with Buford. We're the ones calling it upset. But we'll see. We'll get to see tonight.
Yeah.
Carrollton will have a little something to say about that.
We will. We will. And this is quarterfinal round. That's what we're doing. But then it's Thanksgiving week. I tell you what, we're going to talk about that some as we get things rolling here with the opening drive.
It's time for the opening drive, brought to you by the WSAUS. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit WSAUS.com to find a retailer near you.
There are different ways of approaching this week. When you were coaching, how did you approach a week like this?
Well, you want to try to keep it as normal as possible within the parameters. So the good thing about playing now is you're in the 13th game of the season. There's not a lot of extra things you need to do. You're getting guys healed up. You're doing a lot more walkthrough. You're doing a lot more no contact in a lot of your phase at practice. So the fact that it's happening in the morning instead of the afternoon is probably okay. And it may give you more opportunity to watch some video or do some different things with players that you may not would do it. You also got to guard against doing too much because you got all this free time.
Yeah, and that's the thing I was wondering, right?
You know, so most time people go in the morning, one, to give people the afternoon to do what they want, but also to get the guys out of bed where there's a routine. And so it depends. I mean, North Gwinnett's driving down to Moultrie. That's a little different than, you know, two teams playing like Mays and Dutchtown, you know, not very far apart. So I think you got to plan different on who you're playing too, or if you're traveling or not traveling. So all that has to factor in, but you really want to be grateful to be here, but also not satisfied, continuing to push, continuing to do. You know, there's a balance there.
Right, right, right. And that's the thing you want to try to do. You say to try to keep the week normal. That has got to be hard. And it's hard for not just the players, but the coaches and their families too, because who's got family coming in from out of town? Who's got people who are going to be around? The house is not the normal place that it normally is.
Right.
And so that's the other part. You try to keep it normal, but everything around you
is not going to be normal.
It's not normal.
And what happens, the reason it's so difficult to win the state championship, Sam, and I don't want to harp on Buford again. They're out of the playoffs, but Buford probably still is one of, if not the best teams in the state. They just didn't win five games in a row in the playoffs, so they're not going to win the state championship. The teams that win the state championship have to overcome many things, and only one of them is things that happen on the field, like fumbles or a bad penalty or something like that. They have to overcome the different schedules. They have to overcome playing in different weathers. You know, you got to win when it's hot, when it's cold, when it's rainy. You know, Thanksgiving week, always a different weather. Kind of nice today.
Yeah, it is. We didn't think so. We didn't think so. We had rain all morning. We thought it was going to be rainy tonight.
So you had to be ready to win both. So just looking at it on paper, that's what the computer's missed. The computer's pretty smart now. It picks the winners a lot. But it does miss that factor where some teams' offense or defense or their kicker or whatever just happen to play a little better when it's warmer, a little better when it's raining, a little better when it's cold. And the best teams got to overcome all that.
Yeah.
So that's what makes winning the state championship so hard. And now we're down to eight teams. There's only eight teams left that can win the state championship. And after tonight, only four.
Wow. And that's the best of the best. But also the best of the best of the officials tonight. Regardless of what you may think, you watch tonight, the officials working these games at this point are the best of the best. You know, Spencer Smith from GFOA came on with us this morning. When I was on with
you,
Greg,
pulled a doubleheader today.
Yeah, he pulled a double, Dylan.
Sam worked both. I don't want to interrupt him, but I want to bring up that Sam is a man of the people. He's working twice today.
What did Spencer say?
One of the hardest working men in show business,
Oh my goodness, I don't know about that. But we talked with Spencer, and he was talking about the evaluation process that goes into officials at this stage of the season. And the fact that everybody goes back and you watch the game film each week.
Yeah, they get a copy.
Right.
You know, when you trade with the other team, people might not understand that. But if, you know, my team's playing Sam's team, I'm going to send a video of mine and Sam's game, and I'm going to tag the officials on it. So the official gets a copy, too. So they watch it, and they look for penalties. They make notes. And if you ask them, sometimes they'll even send you back some notes.
Okay. So that's the other thing I was wondering. That exchange still takes place these days?
Yes, absolutely.
It used to be something you had to go in person to do.
Now you can do it online, so it's really just a matter of giving them access to it, okay. Kind of like sharing something online.
It's not somewhere on Huddle or somewhere
it's
they can
on
watch
Huddle,
it
yeah.
anyway? They can watch it?
You'd have to give them access to it like you do the other team. So if Creekside is playing Warner Robins tonight, after the game, the Creekside and Warner Robins coach will share their film. Whoever wins will share the film with the next team.
Okay.
And they'll share it with the officials.
Okay.
From the last.
Okay. Game. Okay. So the officials watch this, and this is part of the.
Yeah, it's part of. I mean, they take it serious. People, you know, we talked to Ms. Mitchell, who's an official now, Candace.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you, it's harder than people think. They put a lot of time into this. They don't just show up. You know, I just show up on Friday and do the show, Sam. I just show up, okay? They don't just show up. Right. They work during the week to get ready for that game.
Yep. And also, this round, they're in different parts of the state.
Yeah.
The crews that are from this part of the state are down south. Spencer was there. They're all going to meet in Noonan, get in a van, and head down to Thomasville.
Who do they have? Thomas County Central?
Thomas County Central. Yep. You know, so that's the game they got a call. So, I mean, they're coming from Atlanta. They're going to go down to South Georgia. I don't know how you get there from Noonan to get to Thomas. Because Thomasville is off 75.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're going down 85 to Noonan,
yeah.
I don't know.
There's got to be a cut through somewhere.
You cut through Albany. Albany to 300.
Yeah.
I think Albany to 300 would take you into Thomasville, I believe. I don't know.
Somebody can correct us on that. That's at Sam Crenshaw 23.
But if you do that, you're going to bypass Buckies.
We can't miss the Buckies.
You don't want to miss Buckies.
No, I can't miss. You know,
that's on 75.
You get a brisket sandwich.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's Gas, you don't want to miss Buckies.
Don't want to Buckies. Gas probably about $2.50 a gallon down there right now, something like that. Don't give me time. You know, so no, you don't want to miss Buckies. But that's what they have to do. That's just see what the officials have to do. They got to get around the state and get ready for these games. 7:30 is the start time. We count down to kickoff. We come back. We're going to get things up. We're going to start hearing from some of our reporters who've got some previews. Of some of the matchups. That is coming up. We're going to get the coaches' checklist. We hope to check in with Matt Stewart from GPP Sports and also IJ Rosenberg from Score Atlanta about their games. They'll be televising. So stay with us for the special preview edition quarterfinal round of the High School Scoreboard Show, your High School Scoreboard Show in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show. Friday night, Under the Light. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical solution for chronic pain. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Music of the Carrollton High School Marching Band bringing us back on this special preview edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam Grinshaw along with Chris Parker with you. Carrollton, they got a big assignment tonight.
They got a really big assignment. They got Walton.
Yes.
Who beat Buford.
My goodness.
Hey, but Carrollton's 12-0, Sam.
Yep.
We're going to hear from their coach later.
We will. We will hear from Coach Joey King. Of course, they got the game down at their place, and that's the game that's going to be on the GPB telecast tonight of our high school football in the area. By the way, we got folks, if you want to keep up with our people, the updates we have, let me see, we get one. Garrett Chapman's going to have that one for us with Coach Joey King. That's coming up in a little while. Also, Day-Day Lewis is going to have one from Dutchtown, Coach Nikita Battle. That's coming up as well. Is there a certain bracket you think is more competitive than the other when you look at or the games just closer matches?
I think it's 5A. 5A and 4A maybe are the most. I mean, well, now because Buford's out, I'm not sure 7A is not a Tulsa. You know, I think Colquitt County – I think Walton and Carrollton, I think Mill Creek, obviously, are teams that are going to be really, really tough to beat. But if you look at the whole bracket, I mean, I think Langston Hughes, no disrespect to the teams in 6A, but I think Langston Hughes is the favorite in 6A. But we saw the favorite last week go down in 7A.
Hey, it can happen.
In 5A, though, you're talking about Calhoun, Ware County. You're talking about Warner Robins, the defending champs. Creekside, yep. You're talking about Coffey.
Boy, that's true.
He's been really good in Cartersville. So I could see any of those six teams winning the state championship. So I would say that is pretty competitive. But I'm going to tell you another one that's pretty competitive. And we're going to hear from one of their games today is AA, 2A. You got Rockmart Fitzgerald. No, I picked Rockmart to win.
Okay.
And I love Fitzgerald, by the way. I love Tucker Pruitt.
Yeah, but they're tough now.
But Rockmart's got something about them now. They're 8-2 in the regular season, but they play some tough teams. I think they might upset Fitzgerald tonight. Maybe not, though, but they are a state championship contender. Fitzgerald's a state championship contender. Pierce County and Fellowship, Appling and Callaway, Thompson and South Atlanta. I really like all those teams, and one of them's going to be a state champ.
Yep, one of them will be. One of them will be. We will see. Tell you what, we got a preview of this game coming up with Thompson and South Atlanta. Let's check in with Simone Stanley with a preview.
Time now for the pregame sideline report.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Simone Stanley here getting you guys ready for a 2A quarterfinal playoff matchup between the Thompson Bulldogs and the South Atlanta Hornets. I am glad to be joined by head man in charge for the Hornets, Coach Woolridge. Coach, thank you so much, and congrats on making it this far.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great.
Yes. So, Coach, your Hornets are undefeated. You guys did not drop a single game during the regular season. Now, some say there are lessons in losses. How do you keep the team hungry and humble with all the success that they have had?
Just reviewing film with them, pointing out our errors. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of stuff, but we won't get away with that with Thompson. Thompson's a very good team. They duplicate to us and, you know, personnel and the way they play football. But we just make corrections, and we really been emphasizing details this week, man. Key on details, putting our head in the right spot, dropping to the right pursuit angle. Just everything involves details, man. Special teams, you know, we've been getting away with a few things just because, you know, we've been more athletic. But this week, the emphasis is just the key to details. And like you said, with those losses, you learn a lot with losses, and it's kind of hard to, you know, tell kids what they did wrong when you're winning and you're winning by a few scores. But we did a good job of getting them humbled this week in a positive way and letting them know what the rest of the season will be. It's going to be people just like you you're going to be playing against. So, you know, we're excited. You know, never going to say I hate not having a loss, but, hey, you can learn winning too.
Definitely. So the offense is on fire. It is electric. You guys have been averaging 44 points per game this season. What makes that side of the ball so fire?
Well, first of all, it starts with our running back, Kewan Brown, which goes by Bama number 5. He led state in rushing last year. Looks like he's probably going to lead again this year. You know, the offense goes through him, but, you know, when people balling in on our run game, people don't realize we got pieces around here. Number 2, TJ Summerall. Number 11, Steve Moore. Number 7, Nick Brown. And our quarterback, Jontez Adams. And then we got another receiver, number 9, Eli Hunter, young kid that's coming on. So, it's like you key in, but we got pieces. You know, when we have to go other routes, when people take away what we want to do, we had an option to be able to do so. So I think that's helping that you just can't focus in on our running game all the time. And, you know, the guys just come out, and all praise goes to our O-line. Anytime you had a state lead in rusher and you got a rusher over 2,000 yards, your O-line coach and your O-line is doing a fantastic job. So, you know, we worked with our O-line this morning on some things. Once again, we had to get corrected at that's what it is. It starts up front, and I think we do a good job as coaches game planning and, you know, picking other teams' weaknesses and tendencies, so we already know what to expect. So that's helping, man. And just having a veteran group back, we returned 20 out of 22 starters, so they've been in the fire before. They know what's going on. So we're just hitting the ground running. My first year, you know, I implemented offense. Year 2, you can add more to your offense as the kids learn the vanilla version. So just being able to do more this year and the kids picking it up rapidly.
Simone Stanley here on Sports Radio 92.9 on the Friday night High School Scoreboard Show, getting you guys ready for a 2A quarterfinal matchup between the Thompson Bulldogs and the South Atlanta Hornets. We've been chopping it up with Coach Woolridge from the Hornets. Coach, when you are scouting the Bulldogs, what are some key matchups you feel like you guys have to win in order to advance?
We got to be more physical up front. This game is going to be won in the trenches, meaning our long O-line play against their D-line play, our D-line play against their O-line play. They're very physical up front, and we know we're going to match their physicality, and that's going to be the key to this ball game. Just who makes less turnovers, who doesn't turn the ball over, the kicking game, who plays better special teams wise, because you're talking about two evenly matched teams, I feel like, and it's going to be won with the Hogs up front. So, I mean, Thompson is a well-coached team with Coach Youngblood, and they don't have many flaws. They don't have many flaws. They excel at all three phases of the game. So it just being able, who's going to execute the best and who's going to play better up front. That's what it boils down to.
A battle of the trenches. Exciting. So lastly, Coach, the team last year, you guys were eliminated in the quarterfinals. Tonight, you have a chance to go further than you did last year. It's all about continued improvement. How big is this position the team is in right now?
Well, it's huge. We tell kids it's progress. Each year you want to see your team progress. I said, we've been here before. We've been in the quarterfinals. We was in here last year. Now, last year, you know, we had some mistakes in the second half. We was actually up 2 scores against Callaway the first half. This year it's about finishing it. You know, we get a close game around the second half still. You got to finish the game. And I told him the quote I gave him this morning, we're going to have to play four quarters of football. We've been playing about 3.5 quarters because we pull off on people late. But with Thompson, you're going to play four quarters of football. And that's what we expect. And you praise the offense a lot. But I wanted to point out that our defense was statistically ranked number 7 and 2A throughout the year, giving up 14 points. So we have a well of a defense, too. So those guys actually put us in good situations, giving us the short field offensively and just hustling to the ball. So we have an all-around team effort, man, defense, offense, and special teams. But we're excited. We are excited, Stanley. You know, the kids are ready to go in, and they're ready to take that next step.
We are excited for this matchup tonight, a 2A quarterfinal game against the Thompson Bulldogs and the South Atlanta Hornets. We have been talking with the head man in charge of the Hornets, Coach Woodridge. Coach, thank you so much for the time, and we'll let the game be the game.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks so much, Simone and Coach Woolrich. And like you said, you know, some things they've been able to maybe get by and winning, just being great athletes and better athletes than the other team. Tonight's going to be a little different for them.
This is the first time they've been tested like this, Sam. And I really love South Atlanta's team. I love Coach Woolrich. I feel like they can win tonight. But it's going to be the biggest challenge they've had all year. And it's going to take a great effort up front. Coach said it. They got the best running back anywhere. But it's going to take a great effort up front. Thompson's really good across the board. Going to be really exciting to see. And that's going to be the first game started, first game finished. They'll be the winner of that game will be the first team in the semifinals.
How about that? They do that because they got a 6 o'clock start, and we're going to hopefully have some updates from that 6 o'clock start from Day-Day Lewis. So that's coming up. You stay with us. Now, the rest of 2A, you mentioned other teams in there. He mentioned Callaway last year, and Callaway is back. They got Appling, though.
Yeah, Callaway and Appling will be a great game. I picked Appling to win that game. Callaway has really come on and lost a lot of people off the team last year. Coach Pete Wiggins done a great job with that team, getting them back competing. But they beat Fannin County last week. But Appling, you know, they beat Pierce County, and Pierce County's a great team. So it's going to be interesting to see. I can see the team winning, but Appling is going to be really tough knocking. I told you about Rock Martin Fitzgerald. I told you my thoughts on them.
Yep,
and Fellowship Christian and Pierce. How about Fellowship Christian going all the way down to – wonderful. Pierce County.
Yeah, wonderful. Blackshear. That's a long bus ride.
That's the home of Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, it is. Very much.
So that's going to be a tough one.
That would be
Coach
tough.
Coach McFarland will have them ready, but Pierce County is going to be tough to beat.
Let's take a look at 3A. Well, we got a couple of minutes here before we go to our break. And we'll start with a team that was in that, I guess, that played for the championship and the team that won the championship last year. They're both still in it.
I'll tell you what I love about this bracket. The teams that I think may win three of these four games are all in the same region. So you got Carver Atlanta going down to Thomasville. You got Sandy Creek going to Savannah Christian. You got Calvary Day coming up to Cedar Grove.
You knew he was going to do that.
Trying to slip it in, but yeah, Sandy Creek's still alive, Dylan. We know.
Like trying to get sunlight past a rooster, but go ahead.
But Sandy Creek's got a great chance to win tonight. Sandy Christian pulled off what I considered a big upset at Peach County last week, but I still say Sandy Creek's the favorite in that game. You look at Carver Atlanta over Thomasville. I think that's a toss-up, but because it's in Thomasville, if they play a game in Atlanta, I'd pick Carver Atlanta. I'd say it's a toss-up now. And Calvary Day, everybody tells me, is fantastic. I know very little about them, in full disclosure. Cedar Grove's the defending champs. I could see Cedar Grove, Carver, and Sandy Creek all winning, and they're all in the same region. How about that?
How about that? That's just how strong that region is. And Carver has had to beat some pretty tough teams to get there, where they opened up with a win over Ringgold, Monroe Area. Both of those are two very good programs.
Yeah, I mean, they're the 3 seed. You know, they're the 1 seed in most other regions. Let's not fool anybody with that. But they're the 3 seed, so they've been on the road. They've been on the road. They went to Ringgold. They went to Monroe Area. Now they're going to Thomasville. And I predict that they have a great chance to win tonight. The other game is Carver Columbus, who was in the state championship last year, against Oconee County, who'd been in the state championship the 2 years before that.
Right.
So, I mean, you got some good teams playing in this AAA bracket.
The 3A bracket. Those are 3A brackets. All right, more previews coming up in the coaches' checklist. But that's coming up. Matt Stewart at the top of the hour will join us at 6 o'clock. You stay with us for this quarterfinal round, this quarterfinal edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. Your High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical solution for chronic pain on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Mays High School Band in the background as we come back here still in our first hour of our quarterfinal edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. We're on with you tonight until 7:30, and then we get you set for Atlanta Hawks basketball coming up. The Hawks are out on the road playing in Houston. See if they can continue to win. We'll have that game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game is 7:30 and the tip-off at 8 o'clock. But until that time, we're going to talk high school football as we count down the kickoff of our games. Got one game kicking off at the top of the hour here in Atlanta at Lakewood Stadium. We're going to have Thompson taking on South Atlanta. We just heard from the South Atlanta coach in his interview with Simone Stanley. As always in our opening segment, opening hour of our program, we always get the coach's checklist. Let's get the coach's checklist now. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. The 540 edition of the coach's checklist. So I wrote down seven things that people should watch for tonight. You're watching a high school football game tonight. You know, let's say you're going to go to a game. You're going to be out there. You're going, what things can really change the game? Because what I witness is sometimes people watch the game and they don't really realize what plays are really a little more important than the others or what really could be something. So here's seven things to watch for tonight. You're going to see how the game can turn. Some of them are obvious, maybe some not so much. First one, pretty obvious. Any turnover changes the game. Most people know that.
Right.
Second thing, fourth downs, obviously, most people know that. So if it's fourth down in anything, that's a big play in the game. Could have a big determining factor. Here's a few more that may not be as obvious. Those two are obvious for a reason because they're very important. Number three, third and long. Either side. So whatever team you're cheering for, if it's third and long, you know who's supposed to win that. In high school especially, more so than even college and professional.
Right.
If it's third and 11, third and 12, and you convert and you're on offense, that's a big play in the game. That you're keeping the football when you really probably weren't supposed to. And if your defense gives that up, it's not great for you.
Yeah.
Most games teams lose in high school football, especially in the playoffs, especially when teams are close. And here's why I preface this, Sam. In the playoffs, all the teams are good. So if we put one of the best teams in Georgia against the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Falcons going to win. All this isn't going to matter. But when you put two teams that are close, all these little things start mattering. And converting a key third and long is usually something that you look back and see. The fan may not always remember it. But if you coach and you went back and looked and said, why did we lose that game? Start watching. And there's a couple of drives that should have been punts that weren't. And they scored a touchdown on that drive. Or something that totally changes the game. So watch your third and long plays. Punts that roll around.
Mm.
Watch your punts that roll around. If people, you know, sometimes a kicker, I watched, this even happens in college. Kicker booms one, the punter. Somebody lets it roll. And the announcer says, what a great punt. Went 63 yards. Well, that thing went about 40 yards. And they just let it hit. Should have been caught at 40. They never pump up that punter.
Yeah,
you know, so
right.
Catching punts and not letting them roll 20 extra yards is a killer. Missed interceptions, number five, missed interceptions. Anytime, how many times you been to the game, Sam, and you see and somebody throws it and your guys on defense, you drop the interception.
Yep.
And everybody in the crowd goes, oh.
Yeah, should have had that.
Oh. But then they don't really necessarily see it as a – they're not angry like they are about a touchdown that got called back about a block in the back, or they're not angry like they are with a bad call by the referee, right? You probably should get angry because that play probably cost the game sometimes more than the bad calls and the penalties.
Right.
You can't miss opportunities to turn the ball over. So if there's a fumble sitting right in front of you, you don't pick it up, really important play in the game. What's the sixth thing that you need to watch for tonight that could really change the game you're watching? Any drop passes, same rule. That was an obvious. The last one, a little less obvious. So we got turnovers, fourth downs, third and longs, punts that roll, missed interceptions, drop passes, and lastly, five-yard penalties.
Okay.
See, again, I know people say 15, 10-yard penalty be more, but five-yard penalty can be a killer, especially in high school, Sam. There's no pass interference spot foul. You understand what I mean by that? In high school, any pass interference, 15 yards. In the college and professionally, because the pass interference call is so big, it's spot foul. You know, if you throw it 40 yards, you get 40 yards.
Right.
That makes that a little more important. But in high school, where the biggest penalty is 15, but the 15-yard penalties come from physical things. You know, block, and then 10-yard penalties come from holding and blocking the back and all. That's people playing hard and trying.
Right.
You're going to get some of those.
Right.
Every 5-yard penalty is correctable. Every 5-yard penalty is your fault. Jumped off sides, illegal formation, delay a game. You know, the if your team is getting those things, or the other team's getting them.
Right.
It changes the effect of the game. I mean, it just changed the game. People are not as good as what you see in college games at going from 3rd-and-7 to 3rd-and-12. They're just not as good. Or even 3rd-and-3 to 3rd-and-8. Totally changes what they call. And the 5-yard penalties are things they can control. And you got so anytime you see those things tonight, think to yourself, game might be about to change right here.
Man, game changes, game changes. The coach's checklist, once again, is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any size AC from Reliable at $69.99 a month, plus two clean air upgrades, also by Parker Resources. And you got a Black Friday special for us,
Parker? Yeah, we got everything's on sale at parkerresource.org. You know, you can get a little discount if they're interested in some of the document stuff, videos, books, whatever. Been really well received. You got a new book come out this week,
Sam. I saw that Total Football Program.
Yeah, got a whole new series of tips, kind of like what we do on the Coach Checklist, actually, just a broader, more detailed, expanded version of tips to win football games that I think will help some people out. So hopefully help some guys out. And, you know, it's really been a blessing for me, and I'm thankful for that platform. It's not even a huge moneymaker. I got a full-time job, you know. It's about being able to help coaches, and I get these messages all the time from people, you know, thanking me for some knowledge they got that helped them, just one or two things here and there. Not all the things I said,
yeah. But
they picked up one or two things to help their team, and it means a lot to me to have that platform. So on Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about one of the people who think of you, someone we know, Jarrett Laws, coach in the area, who is very thankful. And
yeah, Jarrett's a good guy.
Mentioned how much he enjoyed Total Football Program plan. So that's coming up. Once again, Parker Resources. Go there and get your information. He's got some packages discounted for Black Friday. Also, you got something. I saw another different package you had also for the special teams coordinator.
Yeah, same. There's a special teams package, offense, defense, head coach, and AD. All those are different packages. People can get a combined, you know, books or documents or videos or clinic tapes or anything we've got that we've accumulated over the years. We just put them in those pots.
Okay.
And then people can get them based on what job they have or what job they want to get. You know, they can decide and go from there. But all of it's very reasonable. We're not trying to make a bunch of money on it, just trying to see who wants it.
There we go. And you've got someone that's coaching or getting into coaching on your list for the holidays. Why not look up Parker Resources and get something? They'll be so happy to have it. All right. Preview coming up now. Now, the Dutchtown is taking on Mays tonight.
Battle.
Yeah, it is.
The
battle of Coach Battle. And speaking of Coach Battle, our Day-Day Lewis had a chance to catch up with him for a preview.
Time now for the pregame sideline report.
92.9 The Game's high school scoreboard show is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, high school scoreboard show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker. I'm Damian Lewis, and I am being joined now by the head coach of the Dutchtown Bulldogs, Coach Nikita Battle, as they get ready for the Georgia High School Association Class 5A quarterfinals matchup, where they will be taking on the Mays Raiders. Now, Coach, first off, let me say happy holidays to you, and thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join me.
Not a problem. Same to you, Damian.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure getting a chance to talk to you. Coach, I got to say, you know, coaches face their former teams normally, but I'd have to imagine that it's not too often they do so in their first year at another program and in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. What was that feeling like for you initially once that bracket came out?
Well, I saw the possibility. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't think too much of it because, you know, as the teams that's been participating and playing in the state playoffs, you know, it can go either way.
Right.
But the possibility was lingering. And, you know, when it came up, you know, it was one of those type deals, okay, we got made. And let's prepare for maze. So even though I'm trying to, you know, stay, I guess my personal feelings, try to keep that at a low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that at some point, it's some form of past emotion may brew up. But for the most part, man, I've just been concentrating on the kids and just get prepared for maze just like they would have been any other team that we would have had to face.
I completely understand that. And speaking of you guys and getting prepared, you guys have been preparing all season to where bring the hammer. That's been your theme week after week. And your defense all season has really been bringing it on that side of ball. In fact, you guys haven't given up more than 14 points to any opponent, several shutouts. I'd have to imagine that you've been more than impressed with the guys on that side of the ball.
Yes, sir. Offensively, you know, we're actually on start to peak now. So that's mm-hmm. the great thing. So we're peaking and we're playing great defense at the same time. But the guys on defense, they have a certain aura about themselves. You know, they play with a high motor. They play very fast and very intense. Anytime you have that type of recipe, you're going to have a great defense. So and the great thing about our defense is not top heavy or bottom heavy. You know, it's a great mixture of kids from senior class, sophomore, and we have a couple of freshmen that plays and contribute on the defense side of the ball.
Gotcha. All right, one more before I let you go. Coach Nikita Battle, head coach of the Dutchtown Bulldogs. They're getting ready for their quarterfinals matchup here in the GHSA 5A State Championship Tournament. Coach, what is the keys to the Bulldogs holding it down and walking out with a victory?
Well, the key is to take care of the football. Let's be proficient on all three levels of the game, mm-hmm. which is team, offense, and defense. If they don't score points, they don't win. So that's the mentality that the defense got to have. And I'm looking forward to it being a great game. Coach Slayton over there at Mays is doing a phenomenal job with the kids. Just looking forward to just having a great game tonight.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to seeing you guys in action, Coach. And as always, once again, always a pleasure when you take a few minutes out of your day to join me. So I really appreciate that. And happy holidays to you once again.
Same to you, Damon. Thank you for calling.
All right. No problem. Once again, that is head coach Nikita Battle, Dutchtown Bulldogs football team. I'm Damian Lewis for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Day-Day and Coach Battle. And we talk about a lot of history. With the Mays program, Coach Slayton has been at Mays for 9 years. He came to work there with Coach Corey Jarvis. He's part of the coaching staff that played for the state championship.
Yeah.
You know, so he's been there for a while. Now he has a chance to get there. He's instituted some things like some dress codes during the week. Certain days you're wearing a collared shirt. Certain ways you're going to wear your blazer and a tie.
Yeah.
Just some things that raise the level of camaraderie with the team, and it's worked with them. He also said that game when they played Creekside, that Monday night game, they lost.
Changed everything.
Turned things around. Even with a loss, it turned things around.
Yeah, they were 2-4. They're now 8-4.
How about that?
Yeah, and they're going to give Dutchtown. It's going to be a tough game tonight.
Going to be a very tough game tonight. So we got that one. Of course, you mentioned Calhoun and Ware County, Warner Robins, Creekside, and Coffee, Cartersville. Those four great games coming up in Class 5A. Going ahead to the next hour, we're going to update some things. Also hear from Matt Stewart from GPB. That's coming up when you stay with us for the High School Scoreboard Show on this quarterfinal Friday night here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.